Friends, we come to the fifth chapter of the book of Numbers. Now, you may not think that this is a very interesting book, and I hope by now that maybe some have changed your minds concerning it, that actually there's some very interesting material in it, and also a very pertinent message for us in these days. Now, up to this point in the book of Numbers, we have seen the orderly arrangement of the camp, which was a preparation for the wilderness march. There had to be this preparation. And these are the things that a Christian should recognize are needful for him as he, as a pilgrim, goes through this world. Everything and everyone in the place of the wilderness, for the walk, for the work, for the war, and the worship. And you and I live in a wilderness today. Now there's something else that needed to be done. There is the cleansing of the camp, restitution and jealousy offering. And we come now to the cleansing of the camp. And we need to recognize the reason for that is that you and I are serving a holy God. Now listen to the way this chapter begins. I begin reading at verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone that hath an issue and whosoever is defiled by the dead, both male and female shall ye put out. Without the camp shall ye put them that they defile not their camps in the midst whereof I dwell. Now they were to put the leper out of the camp. That may seem to you cruel at the very beginning, but there was a very definite reason for it. There was the danger of contamination, of the transmission of disease. And we find also that God says that they defile not their camps in the midst whereof I dwell. We need to recognize that if we're going to walk with God, if we're going to fellowship with Him, that there must be a cleansing of our lives. Friends, God's not going to walk with you as a sinner. I heard the other day of a preacher that died and that he was an alcoholic. May I say to you that all of the talk about how he was a blessing and all that, I discount it. I don't think God is a fool, friends. And God is not blessing, nor will He walk with those that are living in conscious sin. Our God is a consuming fire, the Scripture says. And again, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of His saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are round about Him. And I believe that today, that a great deal of the problems and difficulties and sickness and heartache is caused because Christians will not deal with the sin that's in their lives. And in our churches today, we're shutting our eyes to a great deal of it. And there are certain ones that had to be put out of the camp. Now, later on, when we get to the book of Joshua, we'll find out that they couldn't get a victory at Ai because of Achan. And this man Achan had sinned, and he covered it up. And that had to be brought out. It had to be dealt with. And God commanded to put out of the camp certain ones. And it wasn't done by those who thought they were superior or had some spiritual prerogatives that they wanted to assert. Now, certain persons were excluded. First of all, the leper. And we need to recognize that leprosy was a type of sin. We saw that in the book of Leviticus. There was the outburst from within. It was an issue in the body. And that speaks of the flesh. Sins of the flesh must be dealt with. I believe that today that there are more preachers, more church officers, Sunday school teachers, choir leaders, and singers that if they deal with the sins of the flesh, that we probably could have revival today. Sins of the flesh. God, my friend, is not blessing until that sin is dealt with. That's sins of the flesh. Now, we are told here that a man, if he is defiled by the dead, the world is the place of death. You and I live in a world in which death is the deepest mark that's on this world today. That's the seal of a sin-cursed earth. God pronounced the judgment upon a sin-cursed earth is the fact that death has come, and that came through man's sin. The world, and that again, the sins of the world must be dealt with. And we're going to see that when we get to the next chapter.